Today's Amud is for Chazara is Yevamah Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Samech Amud Beis, the bottom line. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. V'chein ha'yir Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yomer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai told us another halacha that kibri of the kechavim in the mitamim ba'ayo, that the kfarim of a guy do not give off to masayo. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'atem tzayni tzayn merisi adam atem, that you klal Yisrael, you're adam, atem kurim adam, v'ein ha'yiv the kechavim kurim adam, gayim are not called adam. Since the pasuk by Tumas Ayol says adam kiyamus ba'ayo, it's only adam that has Tumas Ayol. So since only klal Yisrael is called adam and not gayim, so gayim do not have Tumas adam. Meis v'yash the gemara, gayim are not called adam. The pasuk says by the Anshei Midian, it says v'nefesh adam. It says v'nefesh adam shisha asar aleph, that they killed 16,000 adam. So it describes the gayim as adam. Says the gemara, no, mishum behema. That's because the pasuk also talks about their animals. So even though a guy is not be'atzam an adam, but in relationship to their animals, so then they are called an adam. So that's why it says adam. Similar type of shakavataria says the gemara. It says by ninve asher yeshva harbe mishnei mesrei ribay adam asher liyada ben yamina l'smaylai. It says describing the gayim of ninve. He calls them Adam, which the Gemara says the same Teretz Mishum Behema, because it also mentions Behema Rabbah, mentions their animals, so that's why he calls them Adam. Ask the Gemara a more direct question, how could Rashbi say that there's no Tumas Meis by a guy? But the Pasuk says, by the Mechamas Midian, it says that Kol Hayrik Nefesh, Kol Naga Bechalo, Tischatu, it says that they had to be Mitar themselves. Anyone, any, all the soldiers had to be Mitar themselves for killing the Goyim. I thought there's no Tumas Meis. Elamai, you see that there is Tumas Meis, and it's a cash on Rashbi. So it says the Gemara, two Terutzim. Terutz number one, that Dilma Iktoch An Yisro. Maybe there was a Yid that died as well, and that's why they had to assume that they were Tumas Meis to go be Mitar themselves. Whereas Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who say that Goyim do have Tumas Meis, they actually learn it from this Pasuk. This Pasuk is actually a Raya, and they say it can't be that they were Tamei from Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Lo Nifkan Mimenu Ish, that no Yidin died, whereas Verashvi, he says back, Lo Nifkan Mimenu Ish La Aveira. It means that none of them did an Aveira, a spiritual death, but it could be they did have a physical death, and that's why the soldiers were Tamei. The second text for how the soldiers were Tamei, according to Rashbi, that Goyim don't have Tumas Meis, is that they do have Tumas Meis. Rashbi never said they don't have Tumas Meis, he said they don't have Tumas Ayol, says Ravina Amar, Nihidim Matinu Krami Meatmuye Ba'ayol. The Pasuk, we have a Mia, that they don't have Tumas Ayol, the Chsiv Adam Kiyamas Ba'ayol, because by Ayol, it says the word Adam, and being that a guy is not called Adam, so they don't have Tumas Ayol. But Mimago Masa Mimatinu Kra, is there any sort of Mia saying that they don't have Tumas Mago Masa? It could be if you touch a Gaisha corpse, there is Tuma. And that's why the soldiers were Tamei. Says the Mishnah, Eres says Ha'amana v'nisman aliyah is Kain Gadol. We have a Kain who marries an Amana. He does Eresin, and then he's appointed to be the Kain Gadol. Yechnais, he's allowed to follow through and go through with the Nisuan. Umayi said there's a story that this actually happened. Yeshua ben Gamal Shekidesh is Marta Bas Baisus. Yeshua ben Gamal married. He did Eresin with Marta Bas Baisus, who was an Amana. Umino Hamelach Liyah is Kain Gadol. The king appointed Yeshua to be the Kain Gadol. Ukansan, he went ahead with the Nisuan. Says the Mishnah though, in contrast, that Hashem Eres Yavam Shanaflo Fnei Kain Hedya. If let's say you have Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, who's a Kain Hedya, and then Venisman Eliyah is Kain Gadol, and Shimon's then appointed to be the Kain Gadol, and now Mrs. Reuven obviously is a Namana, so Afa Pisha Asaba Maimer, Abeza Loyech Nice. Even if Shimon had already done Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, he's still not allowed to follow through with the Iba. So now Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Minayin Shem Eres Asamana Venisman Eliyah is Kain Gadol Sheyech Nice. How do you know the din in the Reisha of the Mishnah? That if a Kain did Erisin with an Amana, and then he's appointed to be the Kain Gadol, that he's allowed to marry her, he's allowed to go ahead with the Nisuin. Tamulaymer Yikach Isha. It says that the Kain Gadol is now to marry an Amana, and then it says, Kiyim Besula Me'amav Yikach, he has to marry Besula. It says Yikach Isha. Yikach Isha, the extra words Yikach Isha, coming to be Marbeh, that sometimes he could marry an Amana. In this type of case, where he had already done Erisin, so then he's allowed to do the Nisuin with the Amana. Ask the Gemara, Yachi Shemeres Yavam Nami, why don't we say the same thing? That's also being married in the case of Shemeres Yavam. Says the Gemara, no, because the Riboy is from Yikach Isha, Isha of Yavama. Yavama is not called an Isha, only after the Ibam she's a Isha. But until then, she's not an Isha, she's a Yavama. And that's why the Pasuk is not married by Shemeres Yavam. Ma'isiv Yeshua v'chulu. We send out the story with Yeshua ben Gamla. Says the Gemara, you know, in Nisman Eloi. If you're medayik the story, so it doesn't say this lashon of Nisman and it's said in the ratio of the Mishnah that he was voted in to be the Kohen Gadol. It sounds like just the king appointed him to be the Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't really right. So Amar Rav Yosef Ketir Kachazina Hacha. I see some Pharaoh play over here. The Amar Rav Asi Tarkava the Dinari Ilo Le'Marsav As Baisos Le'Ani Malka Ademaykel Yeshua ben Gamla Kani Ravrave. That yeah, it's actually true. Marsav As Baisos bribed the Amelech to appoint Yeshua ben Gamla the Kohen Gadol. He wasn't really right to be the Kohen Gadol, but the king appointed him because Martim Bas Baisus bribed him. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, that Kohen Gadol Shemeis Achiv Chayleitz Lo Miyamim. If let's say Shimon's already the Kohen Gadol and Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so Shimon has to do Chalitza, but he does not perform Yiba. Now it says the Gemara that Kapasik Vatani Leishnam in Erisim Leishnam in Nesuin. It sounds like no matter what, Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. It doesn't matter what type of Amana she is, Beimin and Erisim, Beimin and Nesuin, he's not allowed to do Yiba. So Bishlam Beimin and Nesuin, I understand if she's an Amana from Nesuin, so she already had Bia with Mrs. with Ruve. So she's already a Be'ula, so now there's an Asay Vila Isasehu. She's an Asaya Isra Asaya Be'ula and Lais Asaya Vamana. Memela, Yibam's not going to be Daicha, Vein Asay Daicha Lais Asay Vasay. Nasei of Yibam is not going to be Daicha, her Isra Lais Asay Vasay. Elamina Erisin, but if she's only an Amana from Erisin, if she's just an Amana, so she just has the Isra Lais Asay of Amana, but she's still a Besula, so Yavi Asay Vidchas Lais Asay, so why don't we say that the Asay of Yibam should go ahead and be Daicha the Lais Asay of Amana? So says the Gemara, no, because Gzeira be a Rishayna to be a Shniya. Be'etzim, you're right, Midarais it's Mutter, but it's Gzeira de Rabana, because since the second Bia, which is she's still Namana, and there's no mitzvah Yibam, so that Bia is going to be Aser. So they were Geizer on the first Bia, Atu, since the second Bia is Aser, so they were Geizer not to even get involved with this, and to not go ahead with the first Bia, and instead the Kohen Gadol always has to do Chalitza, and not Yibam.